Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Everything from Stephen Sondheim to George and Ira Gershwin, Charlie Parker, and Count Basie and Duke Ellington. This week's show is more of a return to the core of this show. We're going to hear from Nat, Lester Young, June Christie, and frankly a whole lot more. First up is the self-taught genius of the electric guitar and one of my favorite players, Wes Montgomery.
Thank you.
Wes Montgomery from just this really swinging best of record, West Coast Blues, that I have. Great way to start a show, nice and serene, beautiful. And who's more serene than the one and only Nat Cole? Let's Fall in Love.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other. To be are not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it, while we are young. Let's fall in love. We might have been meant for each other. To be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it, while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Nat Cole, Let's Fall in Love. That's from I think it's a 7-CD set that I bought probably 12 or 13 years ago, and it's a compilation of a series of greatest hits and B-sides and 45, well, they weren't 45s then, they were 78s that were cut prior to the Nelson Riddle stuff, although I believe that was from the Nelson Riddle era. Really, talk about a compendium of his albums, really, you know, strong stuff. Up next, a tribute to the day on which this show is heard, for most of you anyway, at least I think, Sunday, Sarah Vaughan and Lester Young. It's really great. This past week I had my iPod on shuffle and went from one rock and roll song to another, and then in between two really loud songs, here's this beautiful Lester Young and Sarah Vaughan tune. Sunday, live at Town Hall in 1947. Really unique, very tough to find. If you can find it, it's worth it. I've played a couple of songs from this within the last couple of months. Enjoy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to play for you one of our recordings. We'd like to cop a Sunday. Sunday's the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Young and Sarah Vaughan from live at Town Hall in 1947. I've seen a number of shows there over the years. It's amazing to think it's the same venue that we all here in the New York area and those of who have come from out of town to enjoy. It's the same venue over the years. Up next, we have the really amazing bassist, Paul Chambers, with Beauteous. He's part of that era, late 60s, early 70s, part of the Grant Green ilk, part of Rudy Van Gelder Blue Note stuff, and just really pretty music for a Sunday morning. Beauteous from Paul Chambers.
Thank you.
Paul Chambers there with the song Beauteous here on a Sunday morning. Up next, I've got I'm going to play four songs in a row. They're somewhat related. The first two are related by band leader. At one point, Lester Young and Jimmy Rushing reported to the same band leader in Count Basie. And then the next two after that are special for me. This is the I'm celebrating today, July 29th, 2012, my 12th anniversary to my wife. And Les Paul, we caught one of his last shows. I think he may have played another maybe another dozen or so before he retired and then passed away shortly thereafter. And Les Paul was always a big deal for me in the first place, but we saw him on our anniversary in 2009. And I've said it on this show in the past, it was somewhat of a bittersweet show for the fact that we had just gotten some bad news, and but it was still so amazingly uplifting to sit and listen to Les Paul, and more importantly, the players that he brought up, the young people that he tried to bring in and show off at a very unique stage. So enjoy the next couple. We've got Lester Young, Jimmy Rushing, and two tunes from Les Paul, and I'll back announce the last of the four with a special note. Thank you.
Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream. Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me that you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine. One night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me that you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but most of us in this country, in the U.S., I guess if you are listening to this outside the country, the United States, then it may not mean the same to you. But in the United States, the most everyone has been affected by the really hot summer. And, you know, the thing that kills you in New York is not, it sounds cliche, but it really is the, it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity. Having been raised in Dallas, I can deal with 100 degrees pretty easily as long as it's not humid. But once it gets humid, you're out of your mind. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was a special set of Lester Young, Jimmy Rushing, Les Paul, and Les Paul. How High the Moon is probably Les Paul's most famous song. I'll read off the song: Love Me or Leave Me, Rosalie, How High the Moon, and Jingle Bells. That was a little Christmas in July for us, so I wanted to make sure that we brought that in. Up next, we've got a real special song for me. I was given this this June Christie record almost 20 years ago, and I still pull it out when I'm looking to cheer things up a little bit. The song is called Wee Baby.
I read an old fairy story. Wee baby couldn't put it down. There was a man named Aladdin. He had the greatest lamp in town. And with the lamp was a genie. Wee baby, what that guy could do. I says, hey genie, you're terrific. Just bring the lamp and I'm with you. The lamp belonged to Aladdin. That's what the genie said. I said, oh, he wouldn't miss it. I guess I lost my head. I saw an oil well in Texas. Wee baby, just imagine that. I saw my name on the oil well. Wee baby bought a Stetson hat. I bought a real fancy mansion. Wee baby cost a lot of dough. It had a real marble bathtub. Wee baby, where'd that genie go? Wee baby, what that guy could do. Talk to that genie. Wee baby, what a thing to do. I says, if you leave Aladdin, I'll get you in the movies too. He got a call from Aladdin. He left me in a puff of smoke. And then, you know something funny? Wee baby doll, I wound up broke. There he goes, there he goes. Wee baby, there he goes. Wee baby, wee baby, wee
baby. Wanted that whole fade out there. It's really it's a lost art, those fade outs. Most songs today, most pop and rock songs, they I wouldn't quite call them cold ends, but they don't have that long. I mean, that was probably a good 20-second fade. Fairly unusual in today's music business, so really nice to hear that. And knowing the way those old mixing consoles worked, you can imagine that someone's riding that fader down for a long time. It takes a long time to go such a short distance, that's for sure. Up next, I want to bring in a special trio of tunes. John Coltrane and John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, and a Johnny Hartman solo song. This is Giant Steps, followed by Lush Life, and then In the Wee Small Hours.
Thank you. I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile. In spite of it, I'll forget you. I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely. Those whose lives are lonely. Find something to do, but from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. Learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. That's the time you miss her most of all.
Johnny Hartman, the only vocalist to ever sing with John Coltrane, and I played you a song there, Lush Life. That that song, Lush Life in particular, really pierces me. The tone of it, the lyric is particularly strong, not that the music isn't, but and then Giant Steps prior to that. In the Wee Small Hours, that is my I've played that, I think, once before on the show. It is my favorite rendition of that song. To be brutally honest, I don't think Sinatra does it justice the way Johnny Hartman does. Just my opinion. And what's interesting about, I just dropped by to say hello, the record on which that song appears, you've basically got the same quartet behind Hartman as is behind him in on the Coltrane record, just without Coltrane, and the instead of Coltrane, you have Illinois Jacquet, there are a few people who Coltrane could carry a tune with, and Illinois was one of them. The rest of the band on that is Hank Jones, literally the one and only, Milt Hinton, and Elvin Jones, Hank Jones's brother. I was fortunate enough a couple years ago to attend the memorial service for Hank Jones up in Harlem, and just a really moving ceremony. Frank Foster showed up from the Basie band, and a number of other luminaries attended, and I felt like such a part of the family, and yet I really knew no one there that day other than Hank Jones by name anyway. Personally, that to me, I just dropped by to say hello. If you buy no other Johnny Hartman record, that's the record to buy, other than the one that he does with Coltrane, the sort of self-titled album that they put out. So really, cannot recommend those two albums strongly enough. So to close out the show, I want to bring you a couple of songs right in a row. One of my favorite vocalists, who doesn't get a lot of credit, and again, I've played her once, I think, before, Helen Merrill, doing a song, Glad to Be Unhappy.
My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy and be quieted loves above. And I've got it pretty bad, but for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb, with no mommy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy, but oh, so glad. I'm so unhappy, but oh, so glad.
Glad to Be Unhappy by Helen Merrill. That's off of her her self-titled Helen Merrill record, 1954. Neat album to hear, because it really speaks to the way music production has changed. It was recorded in mono, fairly sizable orchestra, and a very sweet sound, a really nice orchestration to it. And that particular song is a Rodgers and Hart tune that was initially associated with On Your Toes, a musical, and never really took off, but it's been done and redone by you name it. In fact, Sinatra did a version of that song, and from We Small Hours, since I played We Small Hours from Johnny Hartman earlier, that version, I like that version quite a bit. I really do. So maybe we'll bring that to you here in the coming weeks. And as we march towards the finish line here, I want to bring you two in a row from Ella Fitzgerald. one of them with Louis Armstrong. Let's call the whole thing off. And then I didn't know what time it was. One of my absolute favorite ballads of all time. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
You say either, I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, and either, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call it off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, you say either.
And you say either.
You say neither.
And you say neither.
Either.
Either.
And either.
And neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, yes. You like potato.
And you like potato.
You like tomato.
And you like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we have a part, then that might break my heart.
Oh, so if you like pajamas,
pajamas.
I wear pajamas.
You got pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of all.
Let's call the whole thing
off.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, from there. Their songbooks, if you will. They made two records of standards and then took their shot at Porgy and Bess. And all three albums worth picking up. And that's a particular favorite of mine. It was a song that we played at our wedding back 12 years ago today. Assuming you're listening to this show on July 29th, 2012. Up next, I didn't know what time it was. from Ella Fitzgerald.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know. It was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. Love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes.
Another Richard Rodgers, Larry Hart classic, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, from the musical Too Many Girls. Again, this is a song that got done and done and redone and done and done. I looked online to see the noted versions, and it looks like they're about 60, if I'm eyeballing this the right way. One of my favorite lyrics to me, it tells so much in that song. I didn't know what time it was, and then there was you, as if to say, before you, I didn't know what time it was. I couldn't tell. And since you, here it is. So, closing out today's show, as they say, leave them laughing, or leave them smiling anyway. This is an oddball song to end on, but I love the tone and timbre and general sound of Arthur Prysock. This is a fun, fun song that we also played at my wedding. Show Me How to Mambo.
how you do a mambo. Do you count two, three? Do you count three, four? Won't someone please show me how to mambo? That crazy rhythm with the funny beat has me tripping all over my feet. I can rumble, I can samba too, but the mambo's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mambo? And I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count two, three? Do you count three, four? Won't someone please and show me how to mambo? Do you count two, three, four? Cause that's what you do when you
mambo.
Do you count two, three, four?
Okay.
Is that what you say just?
Okay.
Mamba, everywhere you go. Yes, the mamba has stolen the show. I can conga, I can tango too, but the mamba's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mambo? I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count two, three? Do you count three, four? Won't someone please show me how to mambo?
Isn't that a lot of fun? I remember very well us playing that song at our wedding, and I can be a bit of a control freak where it comes to music, and so I said, you know, I don't trust a band to do good renditions of songs, and I didn't trust a DJ to not be cheesy, frankly. So I said to a buddy of mine, and if you're listening, Dennis Foley, that is, he was basically our DJ, but I had pre-recorded all the CDs, which was the early days of CD burning, and had recorded all the songs. And so I remember sitting at the table. We had gotten married in this beautiful place about half an hour outside of Boston. We had my wife and I met in Boston, and we got married at this place called Glen Magna Farms. It was a beautiful estate home, is probably the best way to describe it, and a mansion with sprawling gardens, beautifully manicured gardens, and all of that. And I remember sitting at our table. There's a photo of us taken around the time that song came up, and I remember saying to myself, damn it, I wish we were up on the dance floor dancing to that. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did bring it to you. You've listened to a really special edition of New York Standard. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Twitter at NYStandard. You can also send me an email at nycstandard@gmail.com. And really enjoy bringing the show to you. I should tell you that I got my first request of the thing here, and I'll bring you a special edition next weekend to that end, from a good friend and business associate, Alex Rosenfeld. And next week's show is going to be a little bit for him too. So I hope you've enjoyed this. This has been another edition of New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault.